joining us in the studio this morning is Jeff Nyquist, who is the race director for the upcoming Bell Bike Race. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys.
And well, I say Bell Bike Race, and it sounds fairly obvious on its name, but it's a little something different. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, it really is. It's the only Bell. It's the only bike race relay in the Upper Peninsula. It's indoors. So it's unique in just the format, but it's also really unique because it's a very communal event. You're stationary versus most races. You're kind of out on your own or in a small pack of people going through the woods or whatnot. Here, you're actually in a community of people that have come out. They're there to celebrate the beginning of spring, to just have more of a communal event. So it's got a lot more energy, and it's unique in that way as well.
So we're talking about stationary bikes, like exercise bikes, correct?
That's right.
How do you manage this? I mean, obviously, when someone's racing on bikes, you can visually see that, you know, they're out there and in the lead or in second place or whatnot. With all the bikes being stationary, how do you, what's the criteria that you use?
Yeah, we had to put some thought into that one. It is different. So what we do is, well, first of all, it's a relay. So there's up to six racers on each team, and each of them takes their own 25-minute turn. But in the middle of, in between each racer, we run around and we calculate the distance traveled, and then we make a real good effort to go around and notify everyone of where they stand versus all the other teams. And we put it up on boards and we make it very visible.
So it sounds to me like there's a good component of math in it too.
Yeah, we got the best and brightest going around calculating everything.
So, but it also has another purpose in just being this kind of an event. Why is this this event held?
Well, it's put on by the Bell Foundation, and it's to fund a pretty unique, innovative program called Strength from Within. And the Strength from Within program is a wellness initiative that helps teach young kids better practices, how to become healthy, happy adults, making good choices in terms of their diets and their fitness choices.
It sounds like an interesting program. Is this relatively new with you guys, or has this been around for a little bit?
Yeah, Bell Hospital's been putting on for a couple of years, and the carrot that we put out there for the kids is each year one of the children, I hate to call them children because they're really adolescents, wins a full year tuition at Northern Michigan University.
Right.
So everybody wins because they develop really good healthy habits, but then one child gets this amazing opportunity to get a full year tuition.
Jeff, when is the race? And then more importantly beyond that, how can folks get involved?
Okay, well, the race is this Saturday, so it's coming up very soon. We've got 12 teams already, which will take up almost half of the hospital. We actually have half the hospital taken over on Saturday morning with music and people from the community coming in. But we're definitely encouraging more folks to get in. There's still more room for more teams. And you talk about these team building exercises with corporations and companies. What a great way to get your colleagues together and see them in a different context and to challenge them and do something together.
How many people for a team?
You can have up to six.
Okay.
Because it's a 3-hour race with six segments of 25-minute race segments. So you can have you can have one person do two or three segments of that race. You don't have to have six teammates.
And it's basically a series of stationary bikes, and there will be one member from every team on for a certain time period, I think 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they go, the team cheers them on, you take a short break between those 25-minute segments, and then you add up the distance covered, basically, on the stationary bikes.
Mm-hmm. And you get your next teammate up there, getting them ready, getting them encouraged, get them some water, or her, and the horn goes off, and the next racer starts.
So how does one, if they're thinking this morning it'd be fun to do a team, how would they go about getting involved before Saturday?
Well, the best way is to go to the Bell Foundation website, foundationbell.org. There's very simple, clear information there on how to begin. Mm-hmm. We encourage each teammate to raise at least $100, and anyone that raises over $150 gets a really fantastic chance to win a fantastic prize. It's, I think, a value of over $100, just the prize. So we're looking for teams to raise at least $500 each. It's a suggested entry fee. There is no other registration fee.
And this goes to fund programs for youth, for adolescents that encourage healthy living, correct?
Yeah, I mean, in the healthcare conversation in the country, you hear people talk about these wellness-centered things, these ways of taking care of people before they're sick. Well, this is it right here. This is us being progressive and helping people get healthier before they ever get sick in the first place.
We know that there's a lot of cyclers in the area with all the different That's races right. and events going on, so this is probably a pretty good way to get started for the season.
Exactly. That's why we timed it like this. Everyone's getting ramped up on getting out there for the spring. So please come down and check it out.
A big event, and it's coming up this weekend again. When? Saturday when?
Saturday, April 14th, 9 a.m. to noon.
And it's at Bell Hospital.
Yes.
All right. Jeff Nyquist with us this morning, the race director for the Bell Bike Race. Jeff, thanks for your time this morning. Good
thanks,
luck with
guys.
The event.